It's the Dr. Decker White Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Is it safe to reduce or eliminate your pharmaceutical medication safely? The answer is yes, but it's tricky. Let me tell you, I've been doing it for 15 years, and you have to be very, very careful with it. And there's some basic understanding that if you are on medication and want to get off of it, if you understand the principles that I tell you, you can probably do it safely. And I think the first principle that's the most important is, and I guess this is my personal belief, is we weren't built to need medication. We were built to be healthy without it. See, that's the natural viewpoint. We believe that you're healthy unless interfered with. And a lot of medical doctors or osteopaths, they don't see health and disease that way. They kind of see us, I think, as creatures that sort of break down and that we need sort of drugs to manage that. It's a very strong philosophical difference. I mean, granted, you get five alternative practitioners in a room, they're not going to agree on anything. You get five medical doctors in a room, they're probably not going to agree on much. But there's a strong difference between believing that we are whole and healthy unless something affects us to bring that down versus that we just naturally break down and need support. I come from the school that we are strong and healthy and happy unless interfered with, and happy being one of the key things there. Look at babies. They're come out happy until sometimes we interfere with them. I think it's life interferes with them too, but sometimes we do as well. But let's say you're on medication. Let's say you're on antidepressants. Let's say you're on antihypertensive medication or blood sugar medication, and you want to go off of it. Well, there's a couple things you need to understand. First and number one is it's not cheaper. That's the sad thing. You would think, oh my God, man, I'm spending $500 or $1,000 a month on medication. I'm going to go off of this stuff. That's $1,000 in my pocket. Wrong. It's probably going to cost you double that to do it correctly. Because what you have to understand is that when you're on pharmaceuticals, you now have two issues. You have the issue that you started with the pharmaceutical on. So let's say it's high blood pressure and you went on a blood pressure medication. Well, that issue's still there. It's being suppressed. It's being beta blocked, calcium channel blocked, ACE inhibited, angiotensin II receptor blocked. Sound familiar, right? These are the types of medications that we have for it. So you have that issue still. It hasn't gone away. It hasn't corrected because of pharmaceutical means. So then the second issue is that you've got the issues that the medications cost. Meaning that when anybody's on a medication, there's two principal effects it will have on the body, which are negative. One is it depletes certain minerals and nutrients. For example, somebody who's on lisinopril will deplete their zinc, or somebody who's on a statin medication will deplete their CoQ10. So you have to fix that depletion. And then the second thing is they're toxic. They're toxic to kidneys, they're toxic to blood, they're toxic to lymph, they're toxic to liver. That just doesn't go away like the doctors say where, oh, you know, with the medicine washes out of your system, it's all done. Oh, no, 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 no. It just doesn't go away. Take it from somebody who's detoxed people for 18 years and done detoxes on myself longer than that. It doesn't just go away. It sits in tissues and you have to clear it. So you got double trouble when you're on pharmaceutical model. Now, that doesn't mean it's impossible. I'm not trying to be a Nancy negative here. Okay, sorry for all Nancys out there. A Norman negative as well as a Nancy negative. I am just letting you know that this is a hard trip. These medications are tricky, and you can get yourself in a peck of trouble. So let's start to talk about some tips on how to go through it. Now, number one, we talked about save your money. You're going to need it. It is going to be more expensive getting off these medications. Okay. Now, one other thing. See, I've got my checklist. It helps if I read it. Don't expect the prescribing physician to help you. Okay. In medical schools, conventional doctors learn how to put people on medication properly. They learn how to evaluate research, evaluate the patient, and apply the science to the medication to the patient. Okay. Nothing wrong in that. But they are not taught how to reduce it. I've never seen yet a course in a conventional medical school on how to reduce medication. In fact, there isn't any in naturopathic medical school. The liability is just too high. Now, there's starting to be some things in naturopathic medical school that I've been heading up, but to my current knowledge, there is nothing on it. So they don't really have much to help you with. So here's what you do. Number one is you need to stay on the medication while you're working on replenishing the nutrients as well as working on the underlying cause. Now, for example, let's look at depression, okay? You can't just stop your medication. You'll be worse, okay? Now, unless your physician thinks that it's actually hurting you or causing psychosis or manic behavior, but let's say that you went on some medication, you felt better, you know, and you want to get off of it because you just don't like how you feel on it, or you think you could do without it, you can't just jump off of it. So, for example, with that, you'd want to fix your diet. Now, with any of these things, fixing your diet and getting the chemicals out of your diet and going to a whole food kind of modified paleo diet with beans and lentils is where you go. And I do think you need to be grain free, no wheat, no corn, no soy, and get all the chemicals out and help your body that way. So that's your first step. If you're not prepared, look, listeners, if you're not prepared to clean up your diet, stay on the meds. I'm telling you that your diet's always part of your problem if you eat badly. So stay on your meds if you're not going to change to a healthy diet. So now you change to a healthy diet. You're still on your medications. Now what you want to do is run laboratories to see where you're at. So let's look at three areas. Let's look at depression. So for depression, you'd run your neurotransmitters, okay, and your adrenal curve. Look at neuroscience.com for that. Find a practitioner to help you. If you are running blood sugars, you can run a lab from a company called Health Diagnostics Labs. This is type 2 diabetics, not type 1, type 2 diabetics. You know, contact Health Diagnostics Labs. They'll get a doctor near you, run those labs to see where you're at. And let's say you have hypertension medication. You have to check your blood pressure every morning, every single morning, and see where you're at. Those are your numbers to let you know where you're at. Now what you need to do is a little trickier. While you're on the medication, you either need to find a practitioner to help you, to help guide you to get off the medication. For example, maybe the doctors that ran some of the labs on you or a cardiologist that's familiar with natural medicines, or you have to research on your own. And yeah, I just said that. You might be on pharmaceutical medications, but you may not have anybody to help you. We did a segment not that long ago talking about how to find a great alternative practitioner. I was very clear in saying that that there's not a lot out there. We haven't been around a long time. We're just getting our wheels back under us in natural medicine again from a 40-year layoff. Our schools are just starting to get better and sharper, and our doctors are getting 10, 20, 30 years of experience to really help people. So you may have to research some of the underlying causes. Get to your health food store, find the practitioners, keep searching until you find the underlying causes for your issue. But I want to be real, real clear here. Okay, very, very clear here. Don't go off your meds. Don't go off your meds until you have addressed the toxicity, replaced the nutrients, as well as are long into working on the underlying causes for the issue you're on. So let's look at this, for example, with depression. Let's say you're on two antidepressant medications. What do? You get exercising, you fix your neurotransmitters for the labs, and then you might be ready to go off it. Let's say it's blood sugar. You run your health diagnostics labs, you lose 25, 30 pounds, you're measuring your sugars, now you're ready to reduce that medication because your sugars are actually going too low. Same thing with hypertension medication. Now you're exercising, you're dropping weight, you're eating well, and all of a sudden your numbers start to run a little low. Now you can back off your medication. So yes, it is possible to reduce your medication safely, but be patient. Be really, really patient. Don't go off the meds until you've A, addressed that underlying cause, and B, have fixed the nutrient depletions and the toxicity that those medications became an issue with. And that's what we're going to do. We want you to stay medication free and wonderfully healthy at Radio MD, radiomd.com.